Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What do we expect tonight from Embiid and the Sixers at home against the Miami Heat? What about Bulls-Hawks in the 9-10 matchup? NBA Eastern Conference play-in games in just a moment here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, live coast-to-coast on the BetQL network. Wherever you may be in the world, you can find us in your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Download it today and take us with you wherever you're going, whatever you're up to, in and out of the car, the office, home, wherever. Of course, you can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, or YouTube, search Odyssey Sports, alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets before we wrap up in a little more than an hour. We'll also take a look at today's MLB action. Will Hill of the Fox Sports Bear Bets podcast going to join us the top of the next hour. So about 38 minutes from now, if you're joining us live at 11 a.m. Eastern to talk both baseball and basketball. We go a little bit more in depth on the 3-6 and 4-5 matchups in the Eastern Conference, which are already set in about 20 minutes. Milwaukee Bucks, Indiana Pacers, and Cleveland Cavaliers, Orlando Magic. But tonight's NBA play-in games, if they're anything like last night's, we should have at least one good one between the two of them. Before we get to the nightcap, Hawks, Bulls, not quite as interesting as what is another great single elimination play-in moment. I know a lot of people don't like the play-in, but especially when you get a matchup like the 9-10 in the Eastern Conference, Chicago, Atlanta. But moments like the Sixers hosting the Heat, this number out to 5.5. Tonight, tip just after 7 o'clock in Philly. Joel Embiid, who was averaging 30 points a game in the five games where he was back from injury. Tyrese Maxey averaging 30 points per game in the final five games of the regular season. The Sixers looking like one of those teams that could push the Celtics to the limit, like we talked about earlier, Joe. But we know all about the Heat and everything that come with them and how far they went coming out of the play-in last year. The difference this year, they don't look as good offensively. They just don't. Jimmy Butler, Aaron brought it up earlier, doesn't look like the same guy, at least down the stretch in the regular season when they should have been trying to play themselves out of a play-in spot. But here we are. The Heat are in a play-in with perhaps a similar path ahead of them as they had last year.
Yeah. That's the question with Miami. So we've seen this before. Maybe not to this level. Have they been coasting? Have they just been waiting? Is playoff Jimmy dead? Or is he going to come alive here? I think he's dead. But I don't. But we've seen this. Like, there were times quite recently where, like, man, I didn't know that this guy was going to show up. He just balls out in the playoffs. Look at him doing it again. I'm not expecting to see it based on what we've seen this year, but, you know, maybe it is still in there. It kind of feels like the Warriors conversation, and then they go down in flames last night, and now we're talking about, you know, beyond the dynasty and all that. We know there's going to be the coaching advantage on the Miami side. You have that every single time. You know they're going to be strong on the defensive end of the court. But just talent, if we're like, okay, pick the two most talented players, aren't we picking Sixers?
Yeah, I am.
Two best players in the court? I mean, I probably am. That's probably why we're here at this number of 4.5. It got to 5.5 today, too. It's kind of all over the place, but man, I just can't lay 5.5 against the Heat in a lose and you're done situation.
Yeah, I think I'm going to look more at props, but we talked about it earlier. Like, if there's any team in the East that we could think could make a run, it's the Sixers. They have the talent. They could do it with Embiid. He's been back for a handful of games now from that injury. The one thing I was looking at, though, whenever Embiid, because we've talked about matchups in the playoffs, is playing against Adebayo, Bam, it's really tough for Embiid. It's a good matchup. And Embiid's unders are intriguing to me. Under 30 and a half points, his PRA 47 and a half. I think, especially for this first game, looking under for Embiid could be a good look. And going back to Jimmy Butler, is he dead or not? Even the books might think he's dead, Joe. 23 and a half points? Dude, you got to score at least 30, right? Like, if you're Jimmy Butler, you got to carry this team again.
But how often have we seen Jimmy Butler do that down the stretch? Again, like, to Joe's point, like, maybe they're coasting down the stretch, but this was not a team in position to coast. This was a team who was battling for positioning in a really crowded Eastern Conference field that a week and a half ago, there was, what, four games separating everybody between the 2 seed and the 8 seed. They had an opportunity to climb out of this play-in spot. And Jimmy Butler had his worst month of the year. I mean, he was averaging almost 22 points a game in February. March, under 20, 19.7, if you take it month-by-month splits. April, he averaged 19 points a game. Unless he's going to flip the switch tonight and from here on out, we're not getting playoff Jimmy. That's not happening. And if it's going to happen, they're going to have to get through the Sixers, who, oh, by the way, it's not just about Embiid, although I really like that PRA prop that you mentioned, Aaron, 47 and a half and taking the under. If Adebayo can neutralize Joel Embiid, and I don't mean take him out of the game, but somewhat neutralize him, that it becomes about everybody else. It becomes about Butler and Hero and Tyrese Maxey, who was possessed for the final couple weeks of the season. And again, I understand he broke 50 in a double overtime game in the last week of the season, last week and a half of the season. But Maxey, as much as anything else, as much as Embiid's return even, is why the Sixers surged at the end here and still ended up in the seventh spot. I get it. But if you're looking at reasons the Sixers not only win tonight, but also move on past the 2 seed, then it's Maxey as much as it's Embiid, Joe. And that's why I really believe in them tonight. You're right. 5.5 is a big number in a single elimination game because we know what the Heat have done. But I think it's a really interesting comparison you make to the Warriors. And just because you've seen it before, even if you've seen it a lot before, doesn't mean we're going to see it again tonight.
The tough part is if you are someone that likes to look at what happened in the regular season and you never want to go too far with that, first matchup, no Embiid, no Butler. Second matchup, no Embiid, no Butler. Third matchup, no Embiid, no Butler. So don't we just throw those games completely out? And yes, it is a good point about Embiid unders, but he also averaged 35 this year, and they're putting the number at, what, 30 and a half? Like, they are bringing it down. At a time in the year when the stars play more, they're bringing the number down by 5 points compared to what he did this season. So I do think that they are taking that into account, that it is a tougher matchup for him. I, like Aaron, I'm doing props. I don't have a side. I thought about the under. Last night, by the way, dog and under in both games. Take a look at those unders. Much higher in the second game, probably should be. But totally with you on Maxey. Dude's gone off all their matchups this year. He's probably going to be the most improved player. Man, what prop do you go with? 24.5 points is appealing, but what I like more, guys, PRA. 34.5. I think he ends up flying over that. So I'm going to bet that with Maxey. And I was thinking about Bam, too. Here's my example of you don't want to go too far, especially those games without Embiid. Like, Bam was massive when Embiid was not out there. Points and rebounds killed it every time against the Sixers this year. And if you look at his career numbers against Embiid, nowhere near the points and rebounds for tonight. So I'm thinking about under on Bam points and rebounds. Like, he's going to give so much defensively to try to contain Embiid. I wonder if the points and boards are going to be there for him. 28.5 is the number for Bam.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's also tough because it's such a good matchup between those guys. Like, the first time we're seeing it in a while, there is a history, especially if you go back to 2021 between these two guys. But it is, I want to see at least one game before I feel super confident, but I think I will stick with an Embiid under, even though it is a little scary, because of course it's Embiid, former MVP. We know he's capable. He could have 35 tonight. You know,
is he going to sit?
The points.
If it's a close game, you know, is he going to sit at all?
Right. I do question, like, how do the minutes get handled? You can't justify pulling him off the floor all that often. I mean, so, but at the same time, we're talking about a guy who's played 5 regular season games since coming back from the injury. So
I
don't know. That's, I tend to lean under on that PRA that you mentioned, Aaron, 47.5, and Joe, the over on Maxey, 34.5 in the same market, points, rebounds, assists, I think is a good look as well. Much like last night, the nightcap, we don't suspect will be nearly as good as the early game. 9:30 tip in Chicago, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. Bulls laying 3.5 against the Atlanta Hawks. Winner gets the loser of the Heat Sixers game. Loser is done. We're talking about a bottom 5 defense in the league. If you go by points allowed per 100 possessions in Atlanta, 118.4. We're talking about a team with the second best clutch shooter in the league behind only Steph Curry and DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls. I don't like this game at all. There's not a lot of people that do like this game, Joe. Nobody's excited about this one. What I do think, though, is that both teams, given how sloppily they tended to play throughout the regular season, I think it's somewhat similar. And I think unders, like you mentioned, in the playoffs, where teams do buckle down more defensively, makes sense. This might be the one spot where I would go over. It's 222.5, but I could see both teams just, like I said, getting sloppy on their own end, and maybe we get some runs in this thing, and it's not going to be pretty, but somebody's got to win it.
Where the Bulls would be favored by 3 in a play-in game? Like, what is this? What are we doing?
I mean, it's the Hawks.
Well, that's the problem. Do you see how they ended the season? It's like, were they even interested at all? It has been set for a while. Like, it's going to be Bulls Hawks. We've all known. So
like
I understand.
Months,
I guess. Yeah, it feels that way. Officially, it was like at least a week. So I guess they were not trying at all. That's how I viewed it. I don't know, man. Like, the Hawks, they lost their last 6. They covered 1 game out of their last 8 coming into this. I'm annoyed by one thing, because the Bulls give up a ton of 3-point attempts. And the Hawks have a couple of dudes that will chuck it all day. Here's the problem. They put Trae Young 2.5, Bogdanovich 2.5, and they juiced them both to hell. Like -175 for the over. I'm like, you're killing me. So you're telling me you don't want me to bet this game, because that's the way I'm leaving.
So I was looking at Murray and Trae Young props. You mentioned how, like, did the Hawks even care down the stretch, which I think is interesting, because Trae Young only averaged 15 points per game in April. But if you go back to March, 23.2, January, 23.8, December, 30 points. So his prop for points is 23.5. It's -122, but I feel like, gosh, that seems low for a Trae Young in the playoffs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
I think we've
got to
go back
also
a couple years for that Trae.
That's what I was going to say.
30-plus Trae. I agree. I mean, you look at, he's been scoring in April, 12 points, 19, 14. Gosh, like, what happened? This is like Jimmy Butler territory, this drop-off.
He's less, Yeah, he's less than 100%, and I don't know how much he wants to be there anymore, to be honest. Like, I think if they woke up, if they lost tonight, woke up tomorrow morning and said, Trey, don't worry, you'll be somewhere else next fall, he'd feel relieved, to be quite honest. And I don't think it would be a great move for whoever brings him in, depending on what the complexion of their roster is. But, yeah, it just feels like he's not engaged, especially since he came back from injury. So I do think, I think between DeRozan probably showing up when they need him to, and Atlanta being terrible defensively, the Bulls not being much better, at least in how many, again, three-point shots they allow, as you mentioned, Joe, I like the over in this one, if I bet anything at all, because this is one that, like, as soon as the Heat and Sixers are over, it might be remote off, roll over, go to bed.
Most threes in the game, just to give you an idea, the top four favorites are all Hawks for most made threes in the game. So how this game's going to go, I'll bet Bogdanovich plus 360 for most threes in the game. How about that?
Well, that's a nice number. The rest of the Eastern Conference, Bucks third seed against the Pacers, the sixth seed. Does Milwaukee get bounced early? Can Indy pull that off? Can they play consistently enough? Cavs, the four seed against the Magic, the five seed. Does anybody think Orlando can get past Cleveland? That on the way next right here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.